Now we have our second feature, kindly supplied by Folk Features, a news website for Norfolk and Suffolk. Paul Mannering has become the first patient to be given his sight back at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. He explains how he is in awe of the consultant who performed the specialist operation and how he has set himself a target to drive again. Your reader is Sarah Lusher.
Before having a new type of cornea transplant, Paul Mannering had not been able to walk without assistance because of loss of vision. But now the 65-year-old has become the first patient at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital to undergo the innovative transplant surgery, which has started to restore his sight. Mr. Krishnan Gunasekera, consultant ophthalmologist at the NNUH, is now offering a new type of corneal transplant called a two-piece mushroom keratoplasty, which has a higher success rate of restoring vision. Paul, from Dursingham, has been registered blind for the last year due to scarring in both of his corneas, the clear window of the eye. In April, he was the first patient to undergo the new type of two-layered corneal transplant, which has the benefits of improved vision and a reduced risk of transplant rejection. With this type of transplant, 75% of the patient's cells in their inner cornea are left, which reduces the risk of transplant rejection to around 5% compared to 40% in other procedures. This is the first time the operation has been performed at the NNUH, and Mr. Gunasekera is one of only a few surgeons in the UK to perform this specialist operation after learning the procedure from the pioneering surgeon, Professor Massimo Busin, in Italy. Mr. Gunasekera says the operation, which typically takes a couple of hours, involves splitting the donor cornea into two layers, maximising the chances of good vision and transplant survival. The mushroom configuration of the surgical wound results in faster healing and preserves the structural integrity of the eye. The technique is particularly beneficial for patients previously considered high risk of corneal transplant rejection and failure. The results are fantastic and the improvement in the quality of life for patients is huge. Paul's vision has been restored and he is no longer legally blind. It's brilliant that we can now offer this type of surgery to people across Norfolk and Waveney. Paul said, "I am in awe of Mr. Gunasekera because last week I came to hospital and walked from the waiting area to the clinic room unaided, which I haven't been able to do for 12 months. He's also instilled in me so much confidence. He told me I will see again, so I've set myself a target to get back driving. My right eye is healing well. My left eye is a bit smoky and grey, but I can pick out colours and shapes and I can see things when they are close up. I can now see my wife's face again, and she's lost 6 stone over the last year, so it's like I have a new wife as well as my sight back." Paul, who is married to Maggie, adds, "When I lost my vision, life changed so much. It's been a considerable journey for us both, not just me. My wife has had to do everything for me. She became my carer. I am so thankful to Mr. Gunasekera and absolutely delighted with how things are going so far after my operation."